Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Hello, and thanks for tuning in to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. My name is Tapani Simayoki, and it's my pleasure to present to you a church cantata written for today, the third Sunday after Trinity, by Johann Sebastian Bach. Today's program will be somewhat longer than usual, and that for a very good reason. Fairly early on in his career, while he was still serving at the court of Weimar, and probably before his 30th birthday, Bach wrote a monumental cantata, BWV 21, Ich hatte viel Bekümmernis. It's based on the Gospel reading for today from the beginning of chapter 15 of Luke's Gospel, the parable of the lost sheep. He was so pleased with it that Bach returned to it several times on a number of different occasions, including the third Sunday after Trinity, 1723, his first year as the director of music in Leipzig. Several different versions of the work exist, since Bach adapted it each time to suit the musicians he had available. We will be hearing the 1723 version today. I said the work is monumental. With 11 movements in two parts, it lasts very nearly 40 minutes, even with today's swift performance speeds, which is nearly 10 minutes longer than a normal episode of Sunday Cantata. And so today we will hear part one in the first half hour, followed by a brief advertisement break after it. In Bach's time, that would have been the slot for the sermon. And part two on the other side of the break. That means even more cantata goodness than usual. You're welcome. The libretto for BWV 21, Ich hatte viel Bekümmernis, was probably written by Salomo Frank, Bach's frequent collaborator during the Weimar years. The overriding theme is that of the Christian as the lost sheep of the parable, whom Jesus the Good Shepherd goes out to find. Part 1 focuses on the sorrow of the sheep lost, part 2 on the joy of the sheep found. The opening movement is a beautiful sinfonia, steeped in sorrow. The plodding bass line, long suspended chords in the main orchestra, and the mournful meandering solo violin and oboe part depict the aimless wandering of the lost sheep hither and thither, bereft and helpless. Just before the end, the music comes to a halt on a discord, as the sheep keeps up the hopeless search, with the oboe alone uttering a cry of desolation, which breaks off pitifully. The choir follows this with an Italian-style free fugue, setting the words of Psalm 94, verse 19, which in Luther's translation reads, I had much affliction in my heart, but your consolations restore my soul. The opening word ich, I, is repeated three times, making clear where the fault for the affliction lies. Halfway through, the music pauses on the word but, after which the music moves to a major key and a vivacious mood for the confession of the restoring power of God's consolations. The soprano soloist then enlarges on the theme of the suffering of the soul separated from the Good Shepherd. Sighs, tears, grief, distress, anxious longing, fear and death gnaw at my oppressed heart. I feel misery, pain. The aria is a duet between the singer and a plaintive, deeply moving solo oboe, full of diminished harmonies and sighs. The accompanied tenor recitative that follows now goes on to explain the source of the soul's sorrow. Why have you, my God, in my distress, in my fear and trepidation, quite turned away from me? Ah, do you not know your child? Ah, do you not hear the lamentation of those who are to you related by covenant and faith? You were my joy, and have become cruel to me. I look for you in all places, I call and cry out to you. Only my woe and alas seem now to be quite unnoticed by you. This line of complaint is familiar from the Book of Psalms, that God appears to have closed his eyes and ears to his children's need. But as in the Psalms, this is not merely a complaint, but an appeal to God's own promise and character, to the childhood, to the covenant and faith. Therein also lies the hope of a gracious response. The tenor goes on to describe the anguish in the fifth movement, an aria. Streams of salty tears, floods rush always along. Storm and waves harm me, and the sea full of sorrows wants to weaken my spirit and life. Mast and anchor are about to break. Here I sink into the ground. There I look into the abyss of hell. In the string accompaniment, the flood of tears and relentless streams are illustrated, as are the storm waves in the faster middle section. Part 1 closes with the choral setting of verse 5 of Psalm 42, admonishing the anguished soul to turn to God for comfort. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation. The form of this movement is the prelude and fugue, with the opening phrase sung by four soloists. We will now hear part 1 of Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 21, Ich hatte viel Bekümmernis, performed by the Choir and Orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, conducted by Masaki Suzuki, with soloists Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, and Gerd Türk, tenor.
Wellen mich versehen. Sturm und Wellen mich versehen. Wellen mich versehen.
Thank you.
That was part one of Johann Sebastian Bach's Cantata No. 21, Ich hatte viel Bekümmernis, performed by Bach Collegium Japan. After the break, we will hear the second part of this cantata for the third Sunday after Trinity. You are listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK with me, Tapani Simoyoki.
If you like what you're listening to, then let your contacts know about Lutheran Radio UK. Use the spread the word function on our website, lutheranradio.co.uk, and tell your friends on Facebook and Twitter. Alternatively, you can write the emails of your contacts in the Tell a Friend field at the bottom of our main page, and we'll send them a personalized invitation to listen. Help us to proclaim the good news of Christ by telling others about Lutheran Radio UK. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, and we will keep you right up to date about our programs.
If you would like to know more about the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England, then visit our website, www.lutheran.co.uk. On our comprehensive website, you can learn more about us, what we believe, and where we are, with direct links to all our congregations in England, Wales, and Scotland. We offer a schedule of all the activities that we're engaged with, and which you can attend to get to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ. Should you be interested, you can also find out more about Lutheran theology and Westfield House, the Theological College of the ELCE. If you would like to support our work, you can use our secured link. Visit www.lutheran.co.uk. ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.
The value of Sunday school by those who attend Sunday school. Here's Gabriella, aged 11.
I absolutely love Sunday school. It's both educational and fun. And you get to learn all that our Saviour Jesus did and does for us. In my congregation, the younger children listen to stories from the Bible and make arts and crafts based on the lessons. The older children read from the Bible and write down the key events. Then they talk about them with the teacher's guidance.
But don't take Gabriella's word for it. Bring your children to Sunday school and let them find out for themselves. Our Sunday schools are all about Jesus and to all God's children. Find out where your nearest Lutheran congregation is on lutheran.co.uk.
Find comfort and joy in Songs of Hope.
Read and explore the scriptures with me every Thursday here on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, weekly reflections on the Psalms with Denise Seaman. Go to lutheranradio.co.uk for times and podcasts.
You are listening to Lutheran Radio UK, all about Christ and to all God's people.
Welcome back to Sunday Cantata. If you have just joined us, we are halfway through Cantata No. 21 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed in Leipzig on the third Sunday after Trinity in 1723. Make sure you come back to listen to the first half, either in a later broadcast today, or through the website for Lutheran Radio UK, where it will be available for on-demand listening. The address is lutheranradio.co.uk. Whereas part one of the cantata dwelt on the sorrow of the lost sheep, the Christian separated from Christ, part two focuses on the joy of having been found by him. The libretto makes generous use of the format of a dialogue between Jesus and the Christian soul, a device of which Bach was very fond in his younger years. In fact, the opening movement is just such a dialogue, a beautiful accompanied recitative. The soprano sings the part of the soul, with the words of Jesus given, as was customary, to the bass. The string accompaniment shimmers with the light of which the words speak. To enable you to follow the conversation more clearly, the words of the soul are read by my wife Sarah, and I will read the words of Jesus.
Ah, Jesus, my inner peace, my light, where do you stay?
O soul, see, I am with you.
With me? Here is only night.
I am your faithful friend who watches also in darkness where there are only rogues.
Break through then with your splendor and light of comfort.
The hour comes already, since the crown of your struggle will be a sweet refreshment for you. The conversation continues into the following aria, a delightful debate between the soul and Jesus. Starting with the soul imploring Jesus for grace, but then losing heart when she considers her unworthiness, forcing Jesus to overcome her objections with declarations of his love. The urgency of his love is highlighted when he interrupts her no by singing over it with his yes.
Come, my Jesus, and restore.
Yes, I come and restore.
And rejoice with your look.
You with my look of grace.
This soul.
Your soul.
That must die.
That must live.
And not live.
And not die.
And in its den of misfortune.
Here from this den of wounds.
Wholly perish.
You shall be given.
I must always be suspended in misery.
Salvation. Through this juice of the grape.
Yes, oh yes, I'm lost.
No, oh no, you are chosen.
No, oh no, you hate me.
Yes, oh yes, I love you.
Jesus, sweeten my soul and heart.
Give way worries, vanish pain.
Come, Jesus, and restore.
Yes, I come and restore.
With your look of grace.
You with my look of grace. Notice how the promise of grace is not merely some sentimental idea, but firmly rooted in the work of Jesus, the den of wounds, made present today in the sacrament, this juice of the grape. Next comes a double chorus. First, soloists sing a motet-style setting of words from Psalm 116. Be satisfied again now, my soul, for the Lord does good to you. In the background, the tenors sing verse 2 of a hymn by Georg Neumark, Wer nun den lieben Gott verlässt, whoever lets the dear God reign. What help to us are heavy sorrows? What help to us are our woe and alas? What does it help that we every morning sigh over our troubles? We make our cross and suffering only greater through sadness. The psalm verse is then taken up by the whole choir, with added brass in the orchestra creating an archaic air of solemnity, while the sopranos sing the fifth verse of Neumark's hymn. Do not think in the heat of your distress that you have been abandoned by God, and that that man sits in God's bosom who always feeds on good fortune. The course of time changes many things and appoints his end to everything. Now entirely relieved of anguish, the tenor responds with an aria of unalloyed joy, accompanied by a free-spirited cello, bassoon and organ. Rejoice, my soul, rejoice, my heart, give way cares, vanish pain. Change weeping and whining into pure wine. Now my groans will become exaltation. Now there burns and flames the purest candle of love and consolation in my soul and breast, since Jesus consoles me with heavenly joy. The work closes with a magnificent song of praise, setting verses from the 5th and 7th chapters of the book of Revelation. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia. The first of these verses, which is so familiar to us from the closing movement of Handel's Messiah, is set as a massive prelude with a festive orchestra complete with brass and timpani. The second verse is the fugue, a fitting doxology to the God of all grace who has saved his lost sheep with the blood of the Lamb who was slain for us. The final Alleluia is delivered like a punch, bringing the whole work to a dizzying close, as far from the sorrow of the opening as night is from day. We will now hear part 2 of Bach's cantata number 21, Ich hatte viel Bekümmernis. The choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan are joined here with the brass players of Concerto Palatino. The vocal soloists are Yukari Nonoshita soprano, Robin Blaze countertenor, Gerd Tuke tenor, and Peter Coey bass.
Ist ja lauter nur. Erfreue dich, Seele, erfreue dich, Herze, entweichen und Kummer, verschwinde du Schmerz, entweichen und Kummer, verschwinde du Schmerz, entweichen und Kummer, verschwinde du Schmerz.
You have been listening to Cantata No. 21 by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by Bach Collegium Japan and Concerto Palatino, conducted by Masaaki Suzuki. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Sunday Cantata. Join me again next week, when we will be hearing a cantata of more normal proportions. I'm Tapani Simoyoki, pastor of Our Savior Lutheran Church, Fareham, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.
Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Check our program times online at lutheranradio.co.uk
and stay tuned.
All of our programs are broadcast on Greenwich Mean Time. Look up our website for the times in your region.